Continuing on with our locker room chats, KNZA 103.9, we now talk Horton Chargers football. We're joined by the head coach, that is Kyle Gerst. It is presented by USB and Sweet Pro Feeds. Coach, just it's been a difficult stretch here in the last few weeks. Been playing some really, really good teams. Last week, no exception, a really good Riley County team. You guys fall 44-3 in that one. What did the Falcons do that just made it a little bit extra challenging last week?
Well, I mean, like we talked about last week, they're really explosive, and they got a couple big plays on us. But overall, like, I was really happy with how we played. We made them, outside of a couple of big plays, and there's only one play defensively they look at and go, God, that was not good tackling by us. You know, we knew they were good. We knew they were explosive. They were probably going to get a couple, and they did. But for the most part, I thought we tackled well. I thought our kids played really hard. You know, we missed a couple opportunities to score, one at the very end of the game and one in the third quarter. And, you know, but we got on the scoreboard in the first half, so no more getting shut out, which was nice. And you could kind of tell the positive impact just those 3 points had on our team psychologically. So, I mean, it was – while the score was not what you wanted to be and the result isn't what you wanted it to be, I thought our kids played really hard. And I'm really proud of the fact that they came out and did that when they very easily, after the last 2 weeks, could have just packed it in for the year.
Right, exactly. And taking those positives away. And I know one thing you'd been stressing, you know, when we have these conversations each week is just the fundamentals and mainly tackling. And you say there that you're seeing a big improvement. You saw it in the Riley County game, just minus a couple of plays. But is that still kind of a big emphasis moving forward? Or maybe what's another thing or two that you're kind of pinpointing at here in the last couple of weeks?
I mean, absolutely. The tackling is going to be a focus all year for us. I think that we hit upon something when we switched things up with what we were doing drill work-wise in practice last week. That obviously paid off because we tackled much better Friday night. So, you know, we just kind of doubled down on that and just continued to work. And, you know, one big thing would help is getting some people back healthy. And hopefully here in the next couple of weeks we'll be able to do that.
And you get ready for a very good Sabetha team coming up here on the road this week. And, you know, coming off that game against Riley County, has the preparation been good? Has the mindset been good with the kids this week?
Yeah, I think our mindset and our preparation has been much improved this week. They're working hard. They know we have a tough game ahead, but they're not hanging their heads about it. They're looking forward to it. So I think they're excited for the challenge that Sabetha presents. And Sabetha's a very good football team.
Yeah, Blue Jays are off to a really good start, and they certainly pose a few challenges. We'll talk about them when we come back here on KNZA. Locker room chats continue here on KNZA, talking Horton Chargers football. We're joined by the head coach, that is Kyle Gerst. It's brought to you by USB and Sweet Pro Feeds. Coach, you get a 5-1 Sabetha team this week, and they have been very, very good this year. They've won 4 straight. Their only loss was to Holton back in week number 2. Their defense is really what's kind of stood out to me, especially over the last 4 weeks. They have shut out 3 of their last 4 opponents, and the offense is humming a little bit. Had no problems with Riverside this past week. As you kind of look and watch this team, what's a thing or two that really stands out above the rest?
I mean, they're physical. They come to just grind you into powder. They play tough, physical football. That's the thing that pops off the screen when I watch them on film.
What about the preparation and getting ready for a team like that? Maybe, you know, a team like that that's going to come and hit you in the mouth maybe harder than others. I mean, do you change maybe a little bit of prep and kind of how you handle that throughout the course of the week?
I mean, we've been working drills and stuff trying to get our own physicality up, because the only way you're going to survive against a team like this and have a chance against them is to match their physicality. And so we've been doing things to try and get ourselves as prepared as we can be. I mean, like I said, this is a very physical team. So, you know, we're trying our best with some drills and stuff to try and get our guys prepped for it.
And what are the challenges going to be with the offense this week with, as we mentioned, how good their defense has played and how physical that they are? How do you kind of put some things together to get some success, sustain some drives, and try to get some points on the board this week?
I mean, the biggest thing is we got to be able to run the football. That's what will propel our offense forward, is if we can run the football, it will let us do some of the things offensively that we want to do. But that's the key, is to find a way to run the football against these guys, which is no easy task, because, like you said, they're very good defensively, they're very physical, they're good against the run. So, I mean, we're going up against probably the best part of their defense, which is their run defense.
A ball game you can watch on the Sabetha channel this week. Sabetha hosting Horton, and that's Chargers head football coach Kyle Gersh joining us, presented by USB and Sweet Pro Feeds. Coming off the loss this past week to Riley County, going on the road to Sabetha here in week number 7. Coach, as always, we appreciate it very much. Good luck Friday. We'll talk to you soon.
I appreciate it. Thank you.